Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
888-808-1019. Let's head out to New Providence. Maddie, what's going on, Maddie?
What's going on, Mark? How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Maddie. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, first off, you're a class act. Love to listen. All the best to the family. Enjoy hockey in Lake Placid whenever that goes on. I simply wanted to congratulate you on your medical degree for Jackson Dart head trauma.
We've reached this point of the season. That's it. Like, we're comparing Jackson Dart to middleweight and lightweight fighters, and whether or not he could take a punch.
Now,
how about this? Don't take the hits.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Stick with what you got. Fix the rest.
That's it. I mean, don't compound the problem by creating a new issue. You found the answer. Don't open up a new can of worms.
No.
I've got enough holes in the
boat
that I'm trying to fix. I already plugged one. The most important one. I found my franchise quarterback.
Yeah, let the Jets have them problems.
I'm with you, Maddie. I mean, I really am. And appreciate the sentiment and appreciate the call. And, it'll be fun. I don't even know if I'm making the trip to Lake Placid. The big trip is Quebec in February for Jackson, for a Pee Wee tournament. That's been 2 years in the making. Omar, Brooklyn, what's going on, Omar?
How are you? Good afternoon, John. Mark, two things I want to do. First, I want to talk a little bit. I want to call my Knicks fans. I'm happy that they won the NBA Cup.
Yes.
And the way Brunson, after winning the game and going past Wembanyama, because he had something to say about the Knicks, he didn't say a word. He just walked past by him and gave him a look. The talker. And my points to all the Knicks fans, they were talking about Tibbs. I love Tibbs, what he has done to the Knicks. But there is mum when they have that 4-game road. They haven't won in a road. And they were talking about they are not mentally or physically tough. And how that not even a single call you guys have received about Tibbs. That is called coaching to its uttermost level that nobody even talks about how good the Knicks offensively look. There is not even, I have seen Knicks for the last 35 years.
Yeah.
There is never,
Omar, are you more excited about the Knicks or the Bills with the wide open AFC? No Mahomes, no Lamar Jackson in all likelihood. You got old man Aaron Rodgers. You got Bo Nix. Herbert with his fractured left hand.
Okay, the excitement.
CJ Stroud, who doesn't want to get in the way of his defense down in Houston. I mean, you got to be excited. I mean, it's got to be your time. It's got to be your time for the Buffalo Bills.
Before I say how much excited, I'm more excited because the Super Bowl comes before me and June playoffs. So I'm more excited about the Bills. And yeah. I want to say right now I was seeing at this particular time, right now how the standing is, whatever it changes, that all the standings can change because nobody has claimed nothing basically except the playoff spots. But the seeding can be changed in AFC and NFC. So the last 2 weeks, everybody's playing for their guns to get the seedings. So let me ask you right now if you have to pick one team in AFC and one team in NFC. Right now, I think the three teams that I think are a real AFC contenders and can win the Super Bowl: Los Angeles Chargers, Buffalo Bills, and Houston Texans. These are my three. Out of these three, one team can go to the Super Bowl. Not Denver Broncos, even Jacksonville Jaguars are close, but I still think they are a little bit soft side. The three tough teams are Houston Texans, Buffalo Bills, and Los Angeles Chargers. And I was talking about Broncos. I was not in a New England Patriots. It's not the same that you can say they are. And on the
NFC
side,
what, Rams and Seahawks?
Los Angeles Rams or Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
Yes, I still think Eagles have a tougher experience, and they, until you beat the champions, they are the champions.
That's no, I got you, Omar. If I had to pick a team right now in the AFC, I said about a month ago, I'd take Houston. That would be the team I'd take because of their defense. And the NFC, I would take either the Rams or the Seahawks, but I'd probably side with McVay and the Rams. You guys are smiling across the way. Did I mess up?
Not at all, but had you ever before heard an Omar call where he didn't build that energy? And
No, I was a little concerned. He was calm the other way. It was almost like he was in a doctor's office or something where he could talk, but he was not screaming.
I'll tell you why, because off air, when he talks, he was going off on his rants and tangents. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I love Omar. I love the energy that he brings. He like yells like my youngest son, Gregory, always screaming.
Apparently got it out with Pete screening the call.
Yeah, then he came on the airwaves and he was like sedated. I was like, are you all right? Is everything okay? But he's fired up about the Knicks, didn't show that kind of emotion. And, you know, it's got to be, if you're a Bills fan, it's got to be now or never. I mean, it really does. Well, last call, Vinny, Orange County. What's up, Vinny?
The Yankee fan has to come to grips with the fact that their goal is no longer the goal of the organization. So Boone is doing exactly what they want him to do. It used to be World Series win or bust. Then it was get in World Series or bust. Now it's playoffs or bust. So their goal has changed, and you can understand it. They run it as a business. They don't really care that the fans' goal is not their goal anymore. They fill the place. They make tons of money, even though Hal says he doesn't. And
you're 100% exactly right. What they want. Yeah, where are you running? Go hit the close. It's time to go. Yeah, organizational goals have changed. Pete, how would you grade out the show? A, B, C, D. What would you say?
Give it a B+.
Thanks, Dove.
A or A minus.
Oh. Love you, Dove. Thank you. I feel good about myself. Proud as a peacock. There you go. Look at that, Dove. Anyway, thanks to you guys on the phones. Really enjoyed it. Have yourself a tremendous rest of your Monday afternoon. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 10. Happy holidays, one and all. Evan Roberts comes your way next, right here, where else? The Fan in New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.